Gus Makes a Match by Penny Play Knits, read by S.K. Lee. 1991. Sean watched as the bottle spun round and round, and mentally crossed his fingers that it wouldn't land on him. It finally shuddered to a stop, neck pointing at Gus.
Gus!
Stacy Schumann squealed and clapped her hands. Come on, you have to kiss Tammy. On the other side of the circle, Tammy looked at Gus like he was a delicious chocolate Pop-Tart and reapplied her glittery gold lip gloss. He doesn't have to do anything, Sean protested, putting his arm protectively across Gus's body. It's okay, Gus said as he pushed Sean's arm down and leaned across the circle. Tammy pressed her lips awkwardly to Gus's, and everybody clapped and cheered as they sat back down. Gus wiped the glitter off his mouth and shot a shy smile at Tammy. Sean felt his stomach flip and thought he must have eaten too much pizza. 2009. Internet dating? Sean asked, looking over Gus's shoulder. Gus squawked and put his hands over the screen.
I'm hurt, Gus.
Why didn't you tell me? We could have bonded over how men lie in their profiles over a tub of Ben and Jerry's. He sat on the edge of the desk and leaned in an attempt to get a good look at Gus's screen. My mom signed me up for a birthday present, Gus said, glaring at him and snapping the laptop shut. Joy got engaged and mom's got wedding fever. Engaged? Sean asked. I didn't sense that in the ether. For the last time, Sean, you're not psychic, Gus snapped.
Why such a grumpy pants, mi amigo? Sean asked, concerned.
Not a grumpy pants, Gus said, getting up. Sure. Sean said, already planning ways to cheer him up. Open up, Gus, Sean called out as he rang the doorbell. I've got the Molly Ringwald box set and two extra large pizzas with our names on them. Gus yanked the door open, wearing a lavender shirt half-buttoned over a gray t-shirt. What are you doing, Sean? He asked. Sean pushed past him into the hall, balancing the pizzas carefully. Operation Cheer Up Gus is... He trailed off and took in what Gus was wearing. Those are your date jeans, he said. I don't know what you're talking about, Gus sniffed. You do. Date jeans. You wear those on dates because you think they make your butt look good. Sean canted his head and checked out the Gus butt, which they totally do. Have you been sneaking in extra squats? And he sniffed, then dragged his fingertips across Gus's skull. Gus batted his hand away.
Gus, did you oil your head? You have got a date.
Okay, fine. Yes, I have a date. With Katrina. A very nice lady who trains seeing eye dogs, Gus said, buttoning his shirt. You actually used the dating agency?
Dude, come on!
Mom paid for a month's subscription, Gus said primly. So I should at least try.
But I've got anchovies and pineapple,
Sean said, remembering the pizza phase of Operation Cheer Up Gus. We've got 16 candles, and I won't even make fun of you crying about John Hughes. His movies were voice of a generation, Gus said, and I'm going to be late. He picked his jacket up off the back of the chair, turned and closed the door behind him.
Fine, Sean called after him, sitting on Gus's sofa, but I'm not saving you any pizza.
Sean woke up next morning, Gus's emergency afghan thrown over him, and the pizza boxes stacked neatly on the coffee table. He could hear Gus clattering about in the kitchen, so he snagged a slice of cold pizza and went to find him. Date good? He asked. Gus jumped and made an unmanly squeak.
Don't creep up on me, he said. And no, I don't think I'll see her again.
Never mind, Sean said and patted his shoulders. There's plenty more butterflies in the meadow. It's fish in the sea, Sean, Gus said, pouring his coffee. You have that allergy, Sean said airily. Now remember, Gus, you're a handsome, intelligent, and successful man. Let's face it, you're a catch. No being a moping manatee, okay? Gus smiled, just like Sean knew he would. I know. That's why I've got another date tomorrow, he said, with what Sean felt was quite an unnecessary amount of smugness. Over the next 2 weeks, Gus had dates with Malika, worked in publishing, had a pet goat, Beth, who answered all of Sean's completely reasonable questions about her intentions towards Gus with high-pitched giggles, and Nandy, who picked up Gus on her awesome motorbike and took him rock climbing.
He went out for lunch dates, dinner dates, breakfast dates, coffee dates, behaving as though he was determined to get his mother's money's worth from the agency. Every time, Sean got that funny Gus feeling in his stomach, which only went away when he came back to the office or his apartment or Sean's apartment alone. Was it a bad date? Sean asked as Gus came back from his date with Akiko, likes tennis, bubble baths, dislikes negativity. After only an hour. No, she was very nice. He said in that same neutral tone he used for all his date inquests. Just not what I'm looking for. That's the 7th not what I'm looking for since you started this thing, Sean said. He picked up a dart, aimed at the dartboard on the back of the door, and let it fly. It hit the number 1. Gus picked up the next dart. I know the right person is out there. Throwing the dart, it hit the board, right next to Sean's. You'll have to go to your dad's cookout this afternoon by yourself, Gus said a few days later. I've got a date. Amrit will be here any second. Amrit? Isn't that a guy? Sean trailed off as a tall guy with short wavy hair and a killer smile tapped on the office door. Gus? He asked, seeming unsure when he saw Sean. Hey, Amrit, Gus said, getting up. I'm ready to go. See you later, Sean. No, I'm waiting for you, Sean called after them, already slotting new information into place. I didn't know you buttered your bread on both sides, Sean said the next morning, waiting to get it out there. You didn't know I was married either, Gus said, not looking up from the newspaper. It's not like I tell you everything. Yes, and we need to work on that, Sean said, pointing at him. Gus did not look convinced. What if our lives depended on playing some crazed kidnapper's twisted version of the newlywed game, Gus? Did you think of that? It's not like I know everything about you, Gus said. Name one thing you don't know about me, Sean challenged, half hoping for a question on his own butter preferences. Where were you during the first half of 2002? Llama training in Peru. Don't change the subject. Okay, fine. I occasionally butter my bread on both sides, Gus said huffily. As a matter of fact, I have another date with Amrit tomorrow. We're going to the Space Center. That okay with you? Yes, fine, Sean said, pushing aside the urge to say no. No, no! Amrit lasted 2 dates. But then there was Dave, second unit director for some soap opera. Alec, something to do with computers, took Gus to a Doctor Who retrospective. And Hitoshi, who embarrassingly turned out to be Akiko's brother. Dude, Sean said, after Gus came back from yet another unsuccessful date. You've been on, like, 20 dates. One of them has to have been worth it. I told you, they weren't what I was looking for, Gus said. What are you looking for? Sean asked, because, as far as he could tell, not one of the dates had anything in common with the others. Gus didn't answer. Gus, Sean said later that day, I'm bored. Let's do something. He spun around in his chair a few times. He really was bored. Someone needed to invent a harder version of Minesweeper. I need to do this, Gus said, tapping away at the laptop. What are you doing? Sean asked. Reading the profiles of people who sent me messages today. Trying to decide who to write back to. Gus grinned, bright and shiny. Hey, you could help. Now we've got Lottie, likes windsurfing and volunteers for Habitat for Humanity. Or Hector, who says he's 6'2" of sweet karma love. Or Tammy. Oh, hey, it's Tammy from high school. Remember when we played Spin the Bottle? She kissed me? Gus got a dreamy look on his face, and suddenly Sean couldn't stand it anymore. He stalked over, spun Gus around in his rolly chair, and kissed him. Took you long enough, Gus murmured, and kissed him back, even though it was a really awkward angle. Wait, what? Sean asked, suddenly as off balance as a tightrope walker with vertigo. But you went on all those dates! The dating agency! My mom paid for it, Gus said, and tugged the front of Sean's shirt until Sean got the message and squatted down so they were level. You can't not use a present. That would be rude, Sean. Before Sean could protest again, Gus smothered his splutters with another kiss. Concentrating on learning every secret corner of Gus's mouth, Sean decided he was okay with letting Gus get the last word if it ended like this. The end.